Talented, articulate leaders drive real progress in any industry. In the insurance world, the voices of these leaders resonate through tens of thousands of organizations. Applied Systems is pleased to bring you these voices in our leadership series, a collection of podcasts that feature insurance leaders telling their own stories and lending their perspectives on timely issues. Listen to insurance leaders talk of tackling business challenges head-on, discussing issues such as communication between agents and brokers and their carriers, improving customer service, enhancing efficiency and profitability, and more. We hope you'll find our guests intriguing and informative. Your host for the Leadership Series is Peter Van Artrijk Jr., Managing Director of the Van Artrijk Group. For 20 years, Peter has helped independent agents and brokers turn marketing and communications challenges into business advantages.
Peter Van Artrijk, your host for the Applied Systems Leadership Series. And today we're talking with Madeline Flanagan, who's Vice President of Education and Research for the Independent Insurance Agents and Brokers of America. Thanks, Madeline, for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Peter.
Madeline, tell us a little bit about Best Practices. That's a very important program that started, what, 1993?
Right. It started in 1993 with the Big Eye, a group of consultants, and some very concerned agencies who were worried about agencies keeping and maintaining their value and protecting the long-term value of their agencies. And so what they did was set out to create a way of studying some of the best agencies in the country and then trying to develop a series of tools that might help other agencies be like those agencies.
So it's not just for big agencies, right?
Absolutely not. Agencies of any size will benefit from looking at the best practices, benchmarking numbers, comparing and contrasting themselves to those agency numbers, and then looking at ways that they can improve their agency performance, their sales performance, you know, how they spend their money, and that type of thing. Finding the best employees.
Amazing how many agents really make up things on their own. They kind of reinvent the wheel, and some of them are very, very good managers. If I'm an agency owner, how do I get my arms around best practices? What do I do?
Well, best practice is a whole series of tools. We have tools that will help you perpetuate your agency, help you build a better sales culture, to help you plan for the future, develop strategic plans, things like that. We have such a wide variety of tools that can help agencies of every size. Agencies just need to sort of go first through the evaluation process. We have something called the Agency Self-Diagnostic Tool that walks you step by step through your revenues, your expenses, your ways of doing business, to help you sort of take a little snapshot look of how you look compared to some of the best practices agencies. And then from there, take a look at the implementation guide. We have sort of, if this is your problem, here's a few things that can help you. It's a very quick, simple tool. It's available at our website at no cost. You go to independentagent.com, you click on the Best Practices Gateway, and it's all there, free for you to use.
So you mentioned problems. What are some of the top problems that independent agents face today?
Well, I think agencies are really concerned about the future of their compensation, and we've all read about all the compensation issues in the news, but when it gets right down to it, we do know from a best practices standpoint that many agencies would not be profitable if not for their contingent compensation. We also know that with some of that going away, we're going to see some agencies go away. So agencies are going to have to really work closely with their carriers and develop some new compensation plans that will help them be better at sales force for those companies and compensate them fairly for the work they're going to do. We also know that agencies need to look at new ways of doing business. We're seeing a lot of mergers and acquisitions, especially in the small to middle market. We're seeing a lot of those agencies buying each other, becoming new, bigger, larger agencies, competing for that same market share that's always going to be out there for independent agencies. And we're also looking at, you know, there's some new ways of doing business. We have aggregators. We have all types of new business models out there that are competing with independent agencies, looking at independent agencies, and we have independent agencies that don't know how to embrace those new models. And until we get our hands around that, I think some agents are going to struggle for a while. Also, I think that agencies are really worried about the carrier's commitment to them. Are independent agencies going to be the only way that these companies distribute their product? And they're beginning to think that maybe they won't be the only way. And how do agencies ask the carriers and get them to commit to maintaining the independent agency channel? Those are awesome things I think we're going to be looking at in the future.
Well, you know, with the Best Practices Program, I think you have something called Best of the Best. And those folks, again, all different revenue size categories are really performing well. And what are some of those things? What do the best of the best do? And how can agents learn from those things?
I mean, that's a great point. I think that we consistently see the top 10 list of the things that those agencies do that maybe not all agencies do. We see those agencies controlling what they can control and letting go of things that won't help them grow their agency. They provide great customer service. Customer service is their number one priority. Overwhelmingly, they tell us that. They view their employees as one of the best assets that they have. They pay those employees well, a little bit above the agency average in, across the country, and their employees stay with them. They're not worried about losing their employees. They also have a clear vision of where they want to be in the future. They set their benchmarks, they work to get to those benchmarks, and they move on. They also have a really great management style. They're participating in their agencies. They're part of their agency's everyday operation. They're not, you know, farming that work out. They're there every day, hands-on management. They also have great relationships with their carriers because companies like them, and they've developed a real synergy to working with their carriers. They also understand that in order to grow their business, they're going to have some sort of organic growth. They're going to have to grow from within their own book of business. They've helped these customer service reps learn how to be cross-selling their business. They've grown a lot of their business from developing a total account, taking those commercial accounts and growing those, adding that personal lines element, doing that type of thing. They've also developed a real efficient technology process, a business process, an E&O control process. So their processes are very efficient and they're doing the things the same way every day. It saves a lot of money for agencies to do that. And that's one of the greatest ways that best practices agencies sort of have really grown their businesses. They're also constantly improving. They're always out there going to classes. They know that agency education is very, very important. Technology education, E&O education. There's a lot of things that these agencies embrace and work on every day. And probably the most important thing is that they're having fun. They want their agencies to grow, but they're having fun with it every day.
You talked about the technology prowess. If you walk into a lot of agencies, you'll see technology, but you won't see the consistent workflows that are so important for customer service, but also for efficiency and profitability for the agency. So these folks have, many of them have agency management systems, but they take it to the next level, don't they?
Absolutely. And we sort of did a subset study last year in the best practices study and really looked at the technology processes of these agencies, and they definitely are. They're taking it to the next level. They're being very consistent in how they implement that technology. You know, they're doing most of that work internally. They're relying on their vendors to help them do those things, but they're very, very consistent in how they've implemented it.
I think it was Tom Peters who said, if you don't like change, you really hate irrelevance. And agency owners are like most people. You know, change sometimes is scary, but let's say, you know, I listen to this, I listen to you, Madeline, I'm ready. What's the first thing I can do?
Well, you know, one of the best things you can do is talk to your carriers. Your carriers, many of them participate on our Council for Best Practices. They've learned how these processes work. They've learned how to help you sort of grasp them one by one. They'll sit down with you. The Big I State Association is another great place. They're putting on best practices workshops all the time. Some of our states are doing something called the Best Practices Management Series, where they're putting on a whole series of workshops to help you improve your agency workflow, hire a great producer, just sort of bite-sized topics that will help you, you know, maybe one-off, but all together, all those things will help you improve your processes. That's one of the greatest things we're seeing about best practices. And one of the things that our carriers have asked us to do is implement sort of those bite-sized pieces in an online environment. So an agency can come on, log in, say, this is my particular problem, what do I do? Walk through the process, use that tool to help them, maybe pick another tool, and over time and over repeated use of that system, they'll be able to implement a whole series of best practices in their agency and grow.
And again, you mentioned the website is a good place to start, a good primer for best practices. What's that website again?
You go to independentagent.com and just click on best practices. And from there, you can get out to a whole variety of material.
And if somebody wants to reach you, would that be all right if they emailed you for more information?
Absolutely. They can email me. They can also visit our virtual university where we do have the Big I School of Business. And the Big I School of Business is full of, we have consultants all around the country that staff our Ask the Expert service, as well as we've built a whole best practices gateway on the Big I Virtual University.
Okay. So what is your email address?
It's Madeline, madeline.flanagan. FLANNAGAN at IIABA.net.
Well, Madeline, on behalf of Applied Systems and the Leadership Series, thank you very much for being with us today. And thank you for all your work in the leadership area around best practices. It's something that all independent agents can benefit from.
Thank you, Peter. It was an honor to be asked to participate.